Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
In the good old USA, right?
Here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace. In an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes.
I think that would be the USA.
And the eagle fly.
For those stars and stripes and the eagle fly. USA, glad to be here. Thank you for listening. Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wyoming. We even have Alaska and Nevada callers and listeners here, by golly, and we're happy to do it on What's On Your Mind. We have a special edition of the Talk Radio Town Hall today. Todd, Kevin,
yes.
You guys up for this? You up for this?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, bring it on.
I said, two-hour
Tacapalooza as Senator Kevin Cramer is joining us for both hours of the program today.
Did you come up with that word?
I think I just did. Yeah, Tacapalooza. And we're going to have a special guest, Senator Ron Johnson. We have 2% of the United States Senate on the program today. And the best news I've heard in a long time is that Senator Ron Johnson is running for re-election in Wisconsin. And we know those cheeseheads are going to send him back. And I tell you, before we chat with these two today, I want you to really, really think about this. When you have an opportunity to change the trajectory of America, it is getting people like Ron Johnson back in the United States Senate. So RonJohnsonForSenate.com, RonJohnsonForSenate.com, very important place to go today and support this good man. And we have a long, wide-ranging conversation today on Supreme Court nominees on January 6th, on his incredible five-hour Senate hearing earlier this week that we talked to Dr. McCullough about as well. It's going to be lots of fun. And then at the end today, we'll get to Senator Cramer, your calls and questions and comments on anything and everything. But Senator Cramer, why don't you introduce your very special guest today on the program?
Well, let me just tell you, he's absolutely one of my favorite colleagues. He and I sat together next to each other on the floor of the Senate. We were sitting next to each other on January 6th a year ago, as a matter of fact. We've sat through a couple of impeachment trials side by side for several hours. We sit near each other quite regularly at lunch because senators are a lot like cattle. We have a tendency to go to the same stall on a regular basis and sit next to each other while we eat. And Ron is so many things, Scott. He's obviously smart. When you say you have 2% of the United States Senate, you know, on the show today, and that's a big deal, just remember, in Ron Johnson, you have about 5% of the intellect of the United States Senate. But on top of being really smart and passionate, he is fearless. He's fearless, as we all know, and certainly, you know, the five-hour roundtable on COVID-19 roundtable that he hosted this last week is a demonstration of that. But he's been fearless on the issue of COVID, for sure. He was, by the way, when he was Homeland Security Committee Chairman, he was equally fearless when it comes to the statistics and the reality of things at the border. When other people sort of want to sort of gloss over or sugarcoat certain things going on at the border, Ron was the guy with the truth. He would Ron, I hope it's okay that I say this, but he would give us gifts in the Senate in the form of great big mugs and stuff that would have illegal crossing data charts on the glasses to make sure that senators never lost track of the information. He's that kind of a guy. He's exactly what we need, not only for the last several years in the Senate, but what we need for at least six more years in the Senate. So it's my honor that Ron has taken the time to join the Talk Radio Town Hall today. So thank you, Ron, and welcome to What's On Your Mind.
Well, Kevin, you've made me blush here. I certainly want to thank all the folks in North Dakota for sending you to the United States Senate. It's an honor to serve with you as a colleague. But you're right. I'm an accountant. That's my education background. So I like data. I like information. I like charts because charts kind of tell the story. And, you know, one thing that I think has really degraded over time in Congress is congressional oversight. You know, a lot of people like to spend money. They like to take credit for, you know, supposedly solving everybody's problems. I would argue that big government exacerbates more problems than it solves. But there aren't that many people that are really interested in kind of digging deep and really examining what government is doing to America. Not necessarily for, but to America. And, you know, and what they're not doing to protect us, for example, the border. And so, unfortunately, what has happened over the years, Congress has no enforcement mechanism. You know, we can hold somebody in contempt. That has to pass, you know, you can hold them in contempt committee, then pass it through your chamber and pass through Congress. Then it's got to go to the Justice Department. And obviously, if you're holding a current administration official in contempt, the current administration's Justice Department is not going to prosecute that. And so administrations understand that, and so they really just thumb their nose at Congress when we ask for information. I in our five-hour event, by the way, I held up an example of documents we got from an agency with my oversight. It's just two black pages, basically. It's got a couple words, and the whole thing's redacted. And that's not atypical. So, you know, I'm dedicated to oversight. It is what I do. I'd rather do that than, you know, I'm not particularly interested in creating new government programs. They generally fail. So I'm trying to improve the ones that we have and hopefully highlight the abuses of some, and maybe we can get rid of a few of them. Hopefully a lot of them.
I want to start with the border because of all the crises that have been man-made by Biden, Harris, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer, I think the border is the one that gets the least attention, but it has the most long-term damage potential to the fabric of the United States of America. How do you bust through and get this story told about what's happening at the border? You have a lot of knowledge that other people don't have. The Homeland Security, Senator Kramer's been there. You've been there. What do we do? It's so frustrating, Senator Johnson. What can be done?
Well, first, understand the complicity of the legacy media and big tech giants, the social media. They are complicit. They obviously installed Biden as president. They got a guy campaigning from his basement and made him president. So they're not going to report on all the disastrous results of his policies. And the first disaster was the border. If he came and he dismantled all the successful policies of the Trump administration, where we had pretty well reduce the flow to a manageable level of illegal immigrants, particularly family units and unaccompanied children. The problem was on the road to being fixed. Just complete that fence, and we could turn our attention to establishing a functioning legal immigration system. Now, your listeners have to understand, we have paid more money not completing the fence than we would have paid by completing it. Now, it's just sick. And so we've, I think about 2 million people entered illegally, were apprehended. That doesn't count, by the way, the known gotaways or the unknown gotaways. You know, I've been pressing the administration to give us the figures. They sent it in dribs and drabs. They don't give me the full annual data. They give me a couple months worth of this data, a couple months worth of that data. But it's completely out of control. We have as close to open borders as you could possibly imagine. And they're being dispersed all over America. It's being done quietly. ICE isn't keeping track. The DHS is not keeping track of where these people are going to. They don't necessarily, you know, they're supposed to report for immigration hearings. They're not. But the elements of the illegal flow, the human trafficking, the sex trafficking, the drug trafficking, the gang members that are coming in, this represents an enormous Homeland Security and national security risk to, you know, America. I mean, look at all the drug overdoses. That's somewhat fueled by the drug trafficking. And the human depredations of the human sex trafficking is just sick. And what's really infuriating to me is Kamala Harris, our vice president, she was on my committee as we were holding 36 hearings on this. She knows that they sell children for $80. they sell children for $80 to be used as a member of a family unit so they can get waved on through into America, asylum, and they're home free. She's aware of these, you know, shelters for sex trafficked little girls in Guatemala that are part of the sex trade. She's aware of this, and yet their policies are facilitating the depredations, the business model of the most evil people on the planet, these drug and human and sex traffickers.
It shakes you to your core, doesn't it, Senator Kramer? It's so frustrating.
It absolutely does. It absolutely does. And this is why, again, the Ron Johnson's got a lot of great qualities, but fearlessness is probably his best one in terms of the job he does in the United States Senate. And speaking truth to power and having a platform like he has in the Senate, and like he will have when we're in the majority again and he's the chairman, is just critical.
Got to really need to bust through this. We're going to continue our conversation on the other side of the break here. After we tell you, we're brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Whole Hammond family has switched. PatriotMobile.com/flagfamily. All kinds of great deals for veterans, first responders, multi-line accounts. Call them.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges, just with a controller. Gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI BIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI BINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at My Pillow. Sleepwear sale ends for, count them now, what? Through Monday, I guess, the January sleepwear sale, where anything that helps your sleep is 50% off. You kidding me right now? One heck of a deal. My Pillow. Just got to use the promo code SCOTT, okay? Simple as that. Or call 800-506-9028. Somebody just texted, I need the number for Patriot Mobile. Okay. And you're going to love this experience, by the way, because it's all U.S.-based customer service, and they're so good. They walk me through SIM cards and all the you got to get your IMI number, and they make all that easy. So the number is 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. The number for MyPillow, pretty simple, 800-506-9028. Sheets, all the comforters, everything right now. And they have a special sheet offer, too, right now, where $39.99, a 60% savings on all the sheets. So right now is the time to take advantage of that at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Back with Senator Ron Johnson, Senator Kevin Cramer, Special Talk Radio Town Hall. Are you back, Ron?
Sure.
Okay, so Ron and Kevin's back here. Ruger and Golden Valley, question for these two. Go ahead, you're up on What's on Your Mind, Ruger.
Morning. I just first like to thank Ron Johnson for running again. Appreciate that, putting yourself out again. I was listening to Dana Lash yesterday, and she had Ken Paxton on, and she said the Biden administration isn't following court orders to reinstate, to follow some of these border procedures of deporting people that Trump had. So my question is, why the hell should Republicans follow the law if Democrats aren't? I'm tired of us playing by the rules, and they're not. The governor of Texas should just let his Border Patrol and his sheriff guys off the chain and tell them to do what they got to do to keep the border secure. I just don't see why we got to follow the law. We're getting rolled over here. You know, when are we going to throw a punch back at these people?
Senator Johnson first, and Senator Cramer on Ruger's question.
Well, first of all, the good news is we do follow the law, and we should. But by following the law, we can secure the border. I mean, we do need to rely on Republican attorney generals. When we have a lawless Democrat administration in Washington, Republican attorney generals like Attorney General Paxton step up the plate. Governor Abbott, they're taking action to secure the border in Texas. You know, that's what federalism is all about. I'm fully supportive of states stepping up the plate and doing what the federal government's not doing to secure our homeland.
Senator Cramer?
Yeah, and I might add to that, Ruger, thanks for the question and for the point. Obviously, part of what makes us conservatives is that we follow the law, and so we don't want to become Democrats and not follow the law. That said, federalism is supposed to work, and it can work, but here's where the word of encouragement I want to give people. None of what Ruger's talking about is going unnoticed by the vast majority of voters in this country. While a lot of this news doesn't get covered by mainstream media, there are other ways to get the word out, and this show is one example of that. And it's because of that that Joe Biden's handling of the border, handling of the economy, handling of the pandemic, handling of national security and global affairs, it's why the voters are rejecting him in droves, and it's why you're going to see a red wave later this year, particularly in the House of Representatives. The Senate's always a little tougher nut to crack, especially in a year like this where the map doesn't work as well for Republicans. But Ron Johnson running again is an important part of us getting that majority back. So be heartened by our exceptionalism and our self-governance, because politics really does work. And Ron's obviously a great example of that.
Texter says, Senator Johnson, how can you be sure the election in Wisconsin will be fair when it comes to your reelection effort? A, because we've seen a lot of problems in Wisconsin. In fact, the judges this week saying mail-in ballots or drop boxes, that's illegal.
Drop boxes
are illegal. I mean, I guess it was okay in 2020. Are you confident that our elections are fair right now?
Well, I'm doing everything I can. I've called on the Wisconsin State Legislature to reassert its constitutional authority over federal elections. We had a legislative audit bureau that showed that the Wisconsin Election Commission issued guidances contrary to state law. So I am calling on election clerks to follow the law. But we're going to press in every issue, every irregularity we're going to be addressing. We'll fight through the courts. I'll do everything I can. But bottom line, conservatives, people who love this country, cannot get discouraged. They can't sit on the sidelines. They just can't do that. We have to remain united. We need to fight back. We need to understand who our true opponents are. Not each other. You know, let's not have a bunch of infighting. Let's keep focused on this nation. We are at a hinge point. They are growing government. Our freedoms are receding. we need to fight for freedom.
Noi, is that so well said? So well said. Because
beautifully said. And Scott, I had about a 30-minute discussion about this very point this morning with Mike Lindell, who I know you have on a lot, and he brought up the Wisconsin situation that Ron just described. As you know, Wisconsin's sort of becoming ground zero, specifically because of this WEC problem, and state legislatures need to take. You know, not only does the Supreme Court have to, or the federal courts have to honor state legislators and legislatures, but state legislatures then have to take back control of their process and their lawmaking. So Ron's right on point, and Wisconsin's ground zero.
Texter wants to know, Senators, if Napoleon and the Germans couldn't invade Russia in the winter, how can we have any confidence in the current occupier of the White House and his woke military? Biden will march us into certain defeat. Until we can secure our borders, we have no business in the Ukraine. Senator Johnson, first on that.
Yeah, you know, Ukraine didn't just happen. You know, Ronald Reagan was right when he said you achieve peace through strength. And unfortunately, with the Biden administration, he has weakened America, open borders, out-of-control spending, high inflation, catch and release at the border, but also catch and release in our criminal justice system. Now, we have the tragedy in Waukesha. Never should have happened because of the low bail policies of Democrat governance, the embarrassing and dangerous defeat in Afghanistan. So that weakness emboldens our enemies. You need economic strength to have military strength, and you have to display that strength throughout the world so that our enemies don't even think of doing what they're doing now, whether it's China, Iran, North Korea, or Russia. So people need to understand these things don't just happen. The fact that we're on the wrong track in this country is because of Democrat policies and Democrat governance.
I hope we don't have to launch any of our North Dakota missiles, but we have them, Kevin, right? That nuclear triad.
We can take them on.
Yeah, if we have to.
You remember a number of years ago when Kent Conrad made the unfortunate joke, which I didn't find as offensive as a lot of people did, but about in a trade war with Canada, they should remember we have missiles. Anyway, I still chuckle about it. But anyway, to the point, though, Ron has described it perfectly. Ronald Reagan was right. Joe Biden's wrong. Joe Biden is sending confusing, if not just blatantly weak signals, and his actions are worse than his message most of the time. And with botched withdrawal of Afghanistan is an example of that. But drawing the similarities between the southern border of the United States and Ukraine's border with Russia, and, you know, it's an okay illustration, but they're not the same thing. But they are the result of the same weakness. A stable Europe is really important to the United States and the security of the world, as is a secure Taiwan and a secure Middle East and a secure southern border.
We'll talk more about Senator Kramer's trip to the Ukraine and the current state we find ourselves in coming up. Don't forget, we have a North Dakota farmer who is detained there as well. They're evacuating Americans out of Ukraine. How about our North Dakota farmer? We'll continue this great conversation in just a moment.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Goes out to serve his city, and his life is taken. How do you explain that? How do you justify it?
Criminal elements in our society continue to attack and kill police officers in America. Six officers were the victims of gun violence over the past 2 days. In Houston, Texas, an illegal immigrant shot and killed an officer before fleeing to Mexico. And three more HPD officers were hospitalized Thursday in a dramatic shootout. Two more police officers were shot Wednesday afternoon in St. Louis, Missouri. Missouri. Also, a Milwaukee sheriff's deputy was shot several times during a traffic stop on the same day. This as New York City buries two of its finest Friday. Big Apple residents on Fox News come out to pay their respects.
For such two young people, it's terrible.
They do so much work for the city and put their lives at risk every day when they're on the job.
I get a little overwhelmed because he's so young. That could be my child, anyone's child.
USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Everybody get yourself some popcorn and pop. I'm about to entertain you.
And he has help entertaining us today, doesn't he? That famous little clip that Todd uses often. I'm entertained. I don't know about you guys, but this is a great conversation. And not every day you have two members of the U.S. Senate. All right. We actually started our conversation with Senator Johnson earlier. And so the next few segments on the Supreme Court, on his hearing on COVID, his second opinion on COVID, and also more on January 6th with Senator Ron Johnson. Now the pre-recorded portion. So hold your calls, questions, and comments. We'll come back when this is done in the next hour, and Senator Kramer will be here to take your calls and follow-ups as well. But keep the questions coming if you want for Senator Kramer by text at 701-237-1590. Here's the deal. There's a lot of news. Just this week feels like a year. And let's talk about the Supreme Court nominee and what that is going to bring to the U.S. Senate. Senator Johnson, you first.
Well, what it's going to bring to the Supreme Court is a radical leftist, a judicial activist. I realize Stephen Breyer was consistently part of the liberal bloc, but I've listened to enough interviews. He seems to be a reasonable person, and his decisions seem to be reasoned. We won't get that with his replacement. As Kevin and I have been witnessing, the nominees from President Biden are radical leftists. They have dropped all pretense of moderation, of being, your classic liberals. These are radical leftists, and unfortunately, that's what we'll probably get as a replacement. And Democrats, I'd imagine, are going to vote in bloc and confirm the whoever Biden nominates.
Do you have any advice for Mitch McConnell in this, Kevin or Ron?
Well, Mitch is the master of the calendar. He's the guy that knows how to work the mechanics, if you will, of the Senate better than anybody. Sometimes much to Ron and my chagrin, but he is good at it. And a 50-50 Senate requires that kind of experience and workmanship. But that said, to Ron's point, and he's right, I mean, the radicals, in fact, if you look at, I'm on the banking committee, you look at the people that Joe Biden has nominated for the Federal Reserve as governor, as vice chair, I mean, it's so far out there, it's almost untouchable how far left they are. That said, he's already, of course, labeled the next nominee to be a black woman. He made that promise during the campaign. So he's already narrowed the field to very few people. My hope would be, and I don't have a lot of hope for this, but my hope would be that he would nominate somebody that fits that obligation that he has made, who is not radical, but that could, where race doesn't even matter. We just, we know it's going to be a liberal. We know it's a Democrat. That's his privilege, all of that. But let's at least put somebody up that's got some judicial credentials, that's thoughtful in the process of coming to a liberal decision, and not somebody that's simply, you know, like Ron says, a radical leftist that also fits the race and gender qualifications, which in and of themselves, by the way, have a tendency to diminish the other qualities of the nominee when you put those kinds of demands on it. So anyway, it'll be an interesting time. Ron's right. If all 50 of them stick together and vote for whoever it is, there's not a whole lot we can do about it. But we'll certainly use the clock and the calendar to the best of our abilities.
I was talking to a gentleman yesterday who said, you know, when the news was on about this, not somebody I know well, but happens to be a black guy, just a wonderful person I chat with every now and then, actually at the doctor's office. And it was on the TV, and he said, I don't care who this person is. They ought to get the Brett Kavanaugh treatment. They ought to get the Amy Coney Barrett treatment. We never... Speaking as a conservative, he's saying we never fight as hard as they do. Senator Johnson, you know, there's already talk, okay, this senator will vote for him, this, that Republicans already are sort of like votes you can count on for this Supreme Court nominee. What's your view of that? Should Republicans fight every bit as hard as the Democrats do, or is that conduct unbecoming a U.S. senator?
Well, I don't want to be like Democrats. I mean, that's for sure. I mean, obviously, we have to fight hard for our values, for our principled stance on issues. You know, if there's obviously something in a nominee's background that needs to be highlighted in the American public, we'll definitely make sure that the public knows about that. But no, I personally don't like the way the Democrats play politics. It's the politics of personal destruction. They can't talk about the issues because their policies have been disastrous for America. So that's all they really have left is the politics of personal destruction. I don't want to engage in that. I think the American public really are on the conservative side of most of the issues that are important to their lives today. So I'd rather focus on what we need to do to improve people's lives. I don't want to get down the gutter the way that the Democrats do.
Real quick, Senator Cramer, you hear that a lot from folks on this talk radio town hall. Fight harder, right? I mean, that's just sort of the knee-jerk reaction of people that have seen Donald Trump go off the stage, Rush Limbaugh go off the stage, and just this incessant battle. They feel as though Democrats just fight better, fight harder. What would you say specific to the Supreme Court nomination?
Well, first of all, I would remind people that while Mitch McConnell doesn't scream a lot, Donald Trump had two Supreme Court nominees he would not have had but for Mitch McConnell. In other words, I know some people, they equate fighting with screaming and loud noises as opposed to tactical and strategic dominance. And I would submit that we've been pretty darn successful, both as a minority and a majority in the Senate, now that I've served in both. That said, I think Ron's point is right on, and there needs to be a distinction between we will lie about somebody and then go after them versus if there's something in their background that's legit, then we ought to take out the gloves and absolutely go all in. And I think you can count on Ron and me to do exactly that. But what we won't do is what they did with Brett Kavanaugh, and that is go find somebody that's willing to make something up or have no evidence of wrongdoing and then just, you know, skewer the person with lies and innuendo.
2% of the U.S. Senate with us today on the talk radio town hall. Is this any good or what? Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Senator Kevin Cramer's guest on the talk radio town hall. Take a break. Come back with more in this special Friday edition of the talk radio town hall. Don't touch that dial. Okay, we'll pick up from there. Back with Senator Ron Johnson, Senator Kevin Cramer, special edition of the Talk Radio Town Hall. I want to talk a little bit about an extraordinary event that you held earlier this week, Senator Johnson, a second opinion. We had the honor of talking with Dr. Peter McCullough the day after. He did a great recap, but if you weren't watching Rumble, you didn't know much about this. You know, there was not the coverage that there should have been on this extraordinary event. For people that missed it, explain what you did and why you did it.
Well, going back a little bit to what we talked about in the last segment about fighting hard, here's a classic example, fighting back with the truth. What has happened over the last 2 years during this pandemic, as tragic as the almost 900,000 deaths have been, I mean, that's obviously the worst part of the pandemic, but another casualty of the pandemic is freedom of speech. And as long as I've been alive, if you came to a serious medical condition, we've always been advised to get a second opinion or a third opinion. But that hasn't been allowed. And so I've been tapped into this group, global, in reach of eminently qualified medical doctors and medical researchers and academicians that have taken a look at the same science, the same data, but actually used it, and they have a completely different approach to our response to a pandemic, starting with early treatment, which has been not only ignored, but has been sabotaged. And I agree with these doctors that had we only embraced, robustly researched, allowed doctors to practice medicine, share their experience, hone the therapeutic approach here, literally hundreds of thousands of Americans would be alive today, but we ignored early treatment. So because those voices have been suppressed, I held a panel of about a dozen of these people. And the first thing that Americans watching that would recognize is these are eminently qualified individuals. I mean, their credentials are unimpeachable. And if you just listen to them speak, you go, yeah, I mean, these are people you can rely on. And oh, by the way, if I'm going to get a second opinion on a serious medical condition, I'm going to go to doctors who actually treat the medical condition, that have the courage and compassion to do so, as opposed to public health officials sitting in an ivory tower or doctors who never treat patients. And that's who I brought to the U.S. Senate to provide that second opinion. What people should have taken away from that 5 hours, and by the way, that 5 hour event, over 1.3 million people have viewed that already in about 3 days. 1.3 million, 5 hours. But what they should have taken away is that our response to the pandemic could have been far more rational. It could have been far less divisive, and the coronavirus could have been far less deadly had we actually allowed doctors to practice medicine, robustly explore the use of these cheap, generic, very safe. Nothing's 100% safe, but these medications have safety profiles that are admirable over decades, billions of doses. But doctors have had their hands tied and haven't been allowed to do this. And by the way, it's not just the ones that have been trashed by Big Pharma and the agencies. It's not just ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. It's budesonide. It's lumoxamine. I think I'm pronouncing those right. There's a cornucopia of drugs that can be used and should be used. The COVID disease has different stages. And my last point before I end my filibuster is every other disease, isn't it always early detection, allows for early treatment, produces better results. Now, we spent billions of dollars on tests, which made a lot of sense early on to try contract trace, to try and limit the spread. But now the horse is out of the barn. Yeah, I really got to scratch my head going, well, why are we testing if the result is, or the recommendation from NIH is, if you test positive, do nothing. That's not what we do with cancer. You want to detect cancer early and treat it in stage one, not wait stage four. We are, in effect, treating COVID like we're just waiting for it to reach a stage four, and then there's not as many things we can do, and that's why so many Americans have lost their lives.
So tell me why this is happening. What you just described there, what's the why behind this? Why would the medical community act in this manner?
That's the $64,000 question. And, doctors should be sitting on top of medical treatment. They have the duty to patients. But what has happened over the years is, and particularly during the pandemic, is our federal health agencies are basically telling doctors how to practice medicine.
More of the answer to the $64,000 question when we come back, both for Senator Ron Johnson and Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Fish and Fries Day. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience at PetroServe USA. Valley City has fish and fries. Breakfast tater tot hot dish on 12th and I-29. Salisbury Steak in Glendon. It's a meatball kind of day in Yulin. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. More after this.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
President Trump's next big rally will happen this coming Saturday in Texas. And there's still only one major news network covering these rallies. That's Newsmax. I watch Newsmax all the time with great hosts like Grant Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolin, Jen Pellegrino, Sean Spicer, and more. Millions are tuning in to Newsmax. President Trump says Newsmax is, quote, really good. This Saturday, Trump will talk about Biden's disastrous handling of the economy and national security. Make sure you join Newsmax Trump List and get the rally info plus a lot more about President Trump. To join the Trump List, just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. And be among the first to know when Trump makes his big 2024 announcement. Text ZONE to 39747 now and tune into Newsmax today. You're going to love it.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022 or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What's on your mind? Portions of this pre-record just before the show started today. We started with Senator Ron Johnson live. Now we're going through the second opinion on COVID summit. We're going to talk about January 6th some more, and it is just a fascinating conversation in the Talk Radio Town Hall today with Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Senator Cramer will be here next hour for answering your questions on anything and everything. The $64,000 question is, why is this happening? More of that from Senator Johnson here.
It's been a corruption of the system. Now, is it because Fauci was just so focused on a vaccine? If you have effective therapeutics, it's hard to get an emergency use authorization on a vaccine. Is that what's been at play? Is it simply the capture of the agencies by Big Pharma? You know, the only drugs that are recommended for treating COVID are expensive, on-patent drugs by the pharmaceutical companies. There's not one cheap generic, well, I guess dexamethasone. But as these doctors are pointing out, the dosages in the hospital are woefully low. You know, so they completely, we haven't advanced treatment in the hospital either. in 2 years. We've relied solely on the vaccines, but the drugs that are being recommended, and by the way, rushed through the emergency use authorization with scant evidence. There's far more evidence on the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin globally than there is on these other drugs. But the cheapest drug is Paxlovid at about $500 a dose, molnupiravir over $700 a dose, remdesivir, which is maybe effective to reduce viral replication, but we're not administering it. Tells you you're in the hospital. You're way past that stage. You're into the lung stage, the lung problem stage. By the time they're pumping remdesivir into your veins, that's over $3,000 a dose. I mean, I would hope that's not what's been driving our woefully inadequate response to the coronavirus pandemic, but I don't have any other explanation. There's so much about our response to COVID that makes no sense. I have no idea. I think our approach has been insane. And again, I'll point out 900,000 dead. The human toll, the economic devastation from the shutdowns, the harm to our children, keeping them out of school, keeping them masked. You know, I hate to say this, I know it's controversial. Forcing children to get vaccinated when their risk of serious harm from COVID is less than it is with seasonal flu. And then I'll say one other thing, because this has never been disputed. Nobody, no one can tell you the long-term safety implications of these vaccines. No one can, because we haven't seen time pass and what might happen with these vaccines. Nobody knows. So when you don't know things, to me, that would seem that you should exercise caution. Now, you know, I was a big supporter of Operation Warp Speed. I'm in no way, shape, or form an anti-vaxxer. But there were concerns about vaccinating into the midst of a pandemic, you know, vaccines driving variants. There was concerns expressed about vaccinating over a current or previous infection. So when you get a flu shot, the first thing they ask you, are you sick today? Do you have sniffles? If you do, they don't give you the vaccine. There's a reason for that. We never even checked. Even though 40 to 50% of the people that got COVID, like me, were asymptomatic. And we were, you know, vaccinating people that might have been currently infected. Is that maybe what might have happened? Why we have 22,000 deaths reported associated with the coronavirus vaccine or the COVID vaccine versus annual average of the flu vaccine, 77? Hydroxychloroquine, about 69 deaths per year on average reported. Ivermectin, 15. 22,000 deaths associated with the COVID vaccine. And I realize that the VAERS system doesn't prove causation, but 30% of those deaths occurred on day 0, 1, or 2. Now, that concerned me. I've raised this issue. I get, you know, booted off YouTube just for presenting the CDC's own data. But nope, you can't bring this up. The CDC, the FDA, NIH, they don't want to hear anything about this. It's just get a vaccine in every arm. I can't explain why.
Senator Cramer, do you have an answer to the why? What is going on here? Yeah, and by the way, speaking of babies, Tony Fauci at the White House yesterday, highest paid employee in the federal government, never practiced, never, you know, taken patients, just a desk doctor, is saying babies should be vaccinated from the podium at the White House. What is going on?
Yeah, great question, Scott. Unlike Ron, I mean, it's hard to know what's in somebody's head, what their motivation is. I think everything he has said is all plausible and maybe even likely in some cases. But what bothers me as much as anything, and this is why what Ron is doing is so darn important, and that is that alternative views to whatever Tony Fauci's view is, or, you know, the view of the day from the expert of the day is, are silenced. They're canceled. And that's what's so, is problematic as the actual response itself is that people seem to want to be led. They seem to want to follow somebody. And let's face it, even the Congress of the United States throughout that first year was largely building an airplane while we were flying it when it came to the economic response and the legislative response. And some of that's understandable, but it's not as understandable when you're dealing with human life. And so I don't know what the motivation is. Some of it perhaps is greed. Some of it, frankly, is intellectual pride, I think. I think once, you know how it is when you make a statement or you make a presumption, especially when you're as self-confident, shall we say, as a guy like Tony Fauci seems to be. When you're later proven wrong or there's doubt raised, rather than a little self, a little retrospection, you double down on your previous position. That's not what science is. That's not science at all.
Senator Kevin Cramer, Senator Ron Johnson, more of the Talk Radio Town Hall when we continue.
At India State Services, your family is always the winner, each and every time. Give your family the gift of a peaceful private estate settlement today. They'll be so grateful and glad you did. Call us today. Don't delay. That's 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
You are loved with an everlasting love. You are designed for excellence. You are not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Exercise your gifts in times such as these and fight the good fight with the power you were granted by the virtue you were designed for. Enemies, foreign and domestic, with no resemblance of creation, wish to make you a slave. Please exercise your freedom and stand tall. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com. Support America. Install a flag. And thank you.
In the United States, heart failure impacts more than 6 million adults, leading to about 1 million hospitalizations each year. Heart failure is a long-lasting condition in which the heart is unable to pump enough blood to meet the body's needs for blood and oxygen. But there are things people can do in consultation with their healthcare provider to help manage their disease. This is true for Ray, who is currently living with heart failure.
I find that communications with my doctors is key. This includes notifying them of any changes in heart failure symptoms and listening to their advice.
To help support people living with heart failure by providing educational resources, Merck, in collaboration with Mended Hearts, has introduced At the Heart of the Matter, Moving Forward After Your Heart Failure Hospitalization.
While it can be discouraging at first to hear that you have heart failure, you eventually find out you aren't alone in this journey.
Learn more, know more. Visit attheheartofthematter.com for more information. This segment is brought to you by Merck.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.